At this time of year, depending on where you live, you can always count on certain holiday traditions. New York City has the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. In Santa Fe, people line their driveways and sidewalks with luminarias. And for more than 30 years, Seattle has had its own Nutcracker Ballet, with sets and costumes designed by the late children's author Maury Sendak. But after 32 years, Pacific Northwest Ballet is retiring its one-of-a-kind production. From member station KPLU, Florangela Davila reports.
In Seattle, the Nutcracker is danced to that same ubiquitous Tchaikovsky score. And just in case you don't know the storyline...
So there's a girl named Clara. She, goes to a party, and then her grandfather, Drosselmeyer, gives her a Nutcracker.
That's 10-year-old dancer Sadie Beers, who likes the color pink, computer programming, and point shoes. She explains how in the ballet, in the middle of the night, Clara goes searching for her Nutcracker.
She starts looking around and then trips over a baby mouse.
And that's pretty much when the fight scene begins, which is when Sadie and the rest of the toy soldiers, each dressed in long red coats and furry black hats, battle a wily team of oversized rodents.
Go Team Nutcracker.
But this Nutcracker then departs from the more traditional storyline. In Act 2, there's no sugarplum fairy or the land of the sweets. Instead, there's a lavish Turkish palace with servants in headscarves and a leggy peacock with a swishy tail. And if you're familiar with Maurice Sendak's Wild Things, you'll instantly recognize the toothy tiger with the big yellow eyes that totters and leaps. Kent Stoll co-founded the ballet company with his wife, Francia Russell. They were the artistic directors back in the 1980s when they envisioned a different kind of Nutcracker production and approached Sendak.
Well, I flew to New York and we sat down and started talking about it. And I said, well, I want to do a Nutcracker. And he says, well, I don't even like ballet.
Sendak had designed three operas and one off-Broadway children's musical. But Stoll says he regarded the typical Nutcracker as too blah and, well, too cute.
He likes real things, you know, like monsters and children that cry and make demands.
In Seattle's Nutcracker, there's a huge rat puppet with a thick twitching tail that looks like it wraps all the way to the other side of the stage. There are cannons that get blasted, and the Christmas tree that doubles in size to 48 feet right before your eyes can spook the tiniest of tots. Stoll says Sendak wanted to challenge kids.
Maurice and I thought what makes children happy is to be a little bit afraid, scared, overcome things. And so that's what Nutcracker ended up being, a story about a little girl and her trials and tribulations of growing up, facing life and romance. And is it a dream or isn't it a dream? That's how the ballet ends.
It just takes me back to those days when I was little, sitting with my eyes wide.
Jessica Ansbach grew up east of Seattle. Sendak's Nutcracker was the first ballet she ever saw. It was that scene at the end of Act 1, so much snow falling on top of twirling ballerina snowflakes in the forest that made her want to dance. She's in her 11th year with the ballet company.
Part of me had always hoped that one day I'd be able to take my kids to see our Nutcracker and say, your mom did that.
Now, that won't happen. The company's current artistic director, Peter Bohl, says this is the right time to retire this production.
I have been very proud to present the Stoll Sendak one, so it's not a come in, clean house, and move on.
Even though Bohl is attached to this Nutcracker because all three of his kids have danced in it, he's also sentimental about the version choreographed by George Balanchine. That's the Nutcracker he danced in many, many times when he was a member of the New York City Ballet. So he's bringing it here, making it a new production with sets and costumes by contemporary children's author Ian Falconer, best known for his books about a very cultured pig named Olivia. For NPR News, I'm Florangela Davila in Seattle.